1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police to join us. This is Girl Scout cookie selling season, and we're going to talk to him about the Citizens Auxiliary Volunteer Police and how they provide some measure of security in the neighborhoods. Don't forget our number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of 2000 CD and picture disc vinyl is available at 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445. And all the money goes to My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. $114,812 raised so far through the sale of our CD and picture disc vinyl for My Friend's Place. Jay Santos with the Citizen Auxiliary Police. And the press release was that you were promoted to sub-commander this week. Is that correct, Jay?
That's correct, Phil. And we were very excited about that and very, very proud.
You held the rank of Brigadier General in the Citizens Auxiliary Police?
That's correct. Major Elvis Newton was handing out some promotions last week as a result of good work we did over the holiday season. And
Major Newton is the overall commander of...
No, the overall commander is Don Noonan, and his wife Kate is one of our patrol women. But he is subordinate to Major Newton.
Okay, and you've been elevated from Brigadier General to sub commander.
Yes, I am, and we're very, very proud of that, Phil.
Tell us about what you're doing with the Girl Scout cookie sales, because I know that the kids are going to be out.
That is correct, Phil. It's a great time of year. Millions of Girl Scouts and Brownies across the United States and Canada are going door to door. They're in the shopping centers, they're in the shopping malls, and everywhere you can see the Girl Scouts and Brownies selling. All the Girl Scout cookies, and of course the kids are bringing them home.
Now our daughter Catherine came home with her order form, and you know we ordered up as many as we could. So a lot of the girls bring the order form home.
Well, there's a variety of ways that the girls are selling the cookies, and of course this is a rite of spring. This is a rite of the season in America and in Canada. The Girl Scout cookies. Citizens Auxiliary Police will be out to make sure the kids are safe and make sure that this great tradition continues successfully.
Well, I think it's great. So you guys will have a presence, and you'll be watching?
We will be watching a couple of things. We'll be monitoring to make sure the kids are safe. And we also, of course, will monitor something. You have to be prepared for everything, Phil.
What is the one of the more extreme things you need to be prepared for anytime you're out doing any kind of security?
Well, with the sale of the Girl Scout cookies, as crazy as it may seem, you always have to be prepared for someone... who's going to say who's actually going to say no, they don't want any Girl Scout cookies, and they don't want to buy. And believe it or not, there are people, Phil, in the world who have the unmitigated gall and the unmitigated bad taste and the obvious hatred for children to actually say no when they're approached by a Girl Scout to buy cookies. It shocks all of us. It saddens all of us. But we do have to be ready.
Well, when you say that people are saying no, so the girls are asking people if they want to buy cookies. And
we've had two instances out in the valley where, since we began Operation Monitoring Girl Scout cookie sales, two instances where two women said no. And the exact quote is, I wrote it down, and Bill Fleming had it for me. Bill, no, thank you, I don't want to buy any cookies. There is such a thing on the books. It is law in the state of California and across America. The abuse of children, the manipulation of children, and to walk up to a Girl Scout who is selling Girl Scout cookies and say, no, thank you, I don't want any, at a time of the year when everybody is buying Girl Scout cookies. You don't say no and not think that there's going to be repercussions in terms of the law.
Well, you said there were two instances of some women saying no.
Well, a woman in the Fashion Plaza Mall... last Saturday said no to 3 9-year-old brownies selling boxes of the Thin Mints at the Tagalongs at about, and at that time, Subcommander Don Booner approached the woman, and what we do standard in that situation, so we just asked to take a peek around in her purse just to make sure that she was telling us was true, that she didn't have any money. She claimed not to have any money, on her, but when Sub Commander Booner went into the purse, he did locate and identify a checkbook. We do have that on record.
So he found a checkbook in her purse, which means what?
Well, he did locate and identify the checkbook. He located the check register. It did indicate there was money in her account. He then did direct her to write a check for a box of tagalongs. At that point, she did refuse and was subsequently taken to Mike Grayson's house because his wife and kids are at Disney World and were using his garage for a substation. And if you'd hold on for just a second, Phil.
I'm sorry?
Hold on for a minute. We used the... We did have a female officer present, Patrolman Noonan, who did make a thorough search. They did do a cavity search. And
you searched this woman's... You strip-searched her?
We had to, Phil. We had to.
Because she didn't...
Well, because what you're dealing with are people who have such lack of sensitivity to children that they don't... Nobody says no to a Girl Scout selling Girl Scout cookies. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. She did. We had to take a peek around the purse.
Jay Santos is with us. He is Sub-Commander Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. On two instances of people saying no, they didn't want to buy Girl Scout cookies. In that instance, you locate these people. Do you ask to look in the purse?
We do ask. If they refuse, of course, we do have to. All we're going to do is take a peek around and make sure they're telling us the truth. Because most of the time, when people don't buy these Girl Scout cookies, they say they don't have enough money. As we found out from that lady, she was not telling us the truth. She did have a checkbook.
And so two instances of women in the Valley who didn't buy Girl Scout cookies, and you did a strip search on... You did a strip search on one of them.
We did do a strip search on one. The other was a 72-year-old woman who made some phony baloney claim that we did find money on her purse. That was at the West Valley Triplex. We were able to get the cookies.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. The idea that Girl Scouts are selling cookies, and we've been buying Girl Scout cookies for a long time, and it is, as you say, Jay, it is a tradition in our country, sometimes people are going to say no, they don't want...
That is absolutely right, Phil, and I still don't know where people get their guts. I don't know where people grow balls big enough to say, no, I don't want any Girl Scout cookies. But that's what we're...
But it happens, you're saying.
It absolutely happens.
And when they say that, I may have, in my time, walked into a supermarket... Past girls, kids selling the Girl Scout cookies, and said no, thank you, I don't want any.
Yep, I can tell you right now, Phil, and I know you to be a good man and a good person, but I can tell you, if Citizens Auxiliary Police officers had been on site at that time, we would have done at least a pat down.
Looking for money.
Looking for money, yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number here on the Phil Henry Show. Talking to Jay Santos, who's with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They will be out in force over the remainder of the Girl Scout cookie selling season. And it's nice to know that you are protecting the kids. You're also, I guess, you're making sure that everyone buys cookies.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is most 99% of all people are going to buy Girl Scout cookies. But some people think they're above the law. Some people think that they've got balls big enough to say, no, I don't want cookies. And really, by extension, some people are saying that they've got balls big enough to tell the Citizens Auxiliary Police that we can just go jump in a lake. I tell you right now, it's not going to happen. Not as long as I'm sub-commander, not as long as Major Elvis Newton has breath in his body, is anybody going to tell the Citizens Auxiliary Police that we can go jump off a bridge.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. I probably would disagree with you when you say that when people don't buy Girl Scout cookies, they're telling you guys to stuff it, but we'll find out. 1-800-449-8686. Citizens Auxiliary Police is out in force. For those few people who actually say, no, I don't want to buy any Girl Scout cookies, they are going to be on site doing purse checks and pat-downs to see if, indeed, you don't have enough money to buy the cookies, or, in the words of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, you grew balls big enough to say, no, you don't want Girl Scout cookies. It's an interesting time of year. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. We have with us Sub-Commander Jay Sanis, the Citizens Auxiliary Police. It is a volunteer police agency, Jay, correct?
Oh, that's correct, Phil. We are a volunteer agency, but we do augment the fine work of the police departments in our various communities. And, the things that we try to do to help the community.
And you're saying that people who do not buy Girl Scout cookies...
Well, Phil, you know as well as I do, on what planet do these people grow up when you try to refuse a Girl Scout? It is subhuman, it's illegal. People buy Girl Scout cookies, not on my watch. Is it going to happen? All I'm saying is we have to watch for this.
Well, it is true that everybody buys Girl Scout cookies. The question is, can you enforce that?
Phil, I think what we're talking about here is law enforcement, and what you want to do is leave law enforcement to me. Nobody doesn't buy Girl Scout cookies, not on my watch. Not as long as I've got breath in my body.
All right. I mean, that's...
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. 1-800-449-8686. Francis, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
This man is a joke. You mean in the United States we have no right to refuse?
We can't hear you, ma'am. Speak up.
I said, this man sounds like a joke. I think that in the United States, we certainly have
cookies?
The right to refuse something
you
we don't want to purchase.
Okay, nobody can hear anybody here, so let's move on to a call where everybody can hear each other. Joshua, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
This guy is absolutely out of his mind. I want to...
Excuse me.
Who are you to say that if I don't buy Girl Scout cookies that I'm committing a crime? That is absolutely ridiculous. This is a free country. What if I don't like the Caramel Delight or the Thin Mint or the Peanut Butter Crunch? What if I'm allergic to it and I don't want to buy it? Are you
going
to take me and strip search me for my money?
Where did you grow your balls big enough to come over...
How can you say that? You got big balls for even coming on the show and even raising this issue, because this is absolutely out of this world.
Wait a second, sir. What we're talking about is a tradition of buying Girl Scout cookies goes back hundreds of years. There isn't anybody that doesn't buy Girl Scout cookies. Are you telling me you don't?
I have refused to buy Girl Scout cookies because I'm a college student, and sometimes I don't got $3 or $4 to pay for a box of Girl Scout cookies when I got wrecked or whatever.
Come on!
That's absolutely. It should be against the law for you to even. You should go to jail for strip searching that young lady for not having.
She had no right to lie to me. She said she had no funds.
You have no right to put that down on somebody. There's no way and no reason for you to pressure somebody into buying Girl Scout cookies when they don't want to. It is absolutely ridiculous for you to even try to think that you can enforce people to buy Girl Scout cookies.
Everybody has three or four dollars. These are delicious.
I want to know what country you're from, because
that's
not America. This is a free country. If I got $1,000 in my pocket and somebody asked me if I want to go get that cake, are you going to take
me
to
jail? Let me say this. In other words, you don't like peanut butter wafers. Is that it? Is that what you're trying to tell me? You're trying to tell everybody you don't like the peanut butter wafer?
No, I don't like the peanut butter wafers. I'm a very large
Mister,
fan
I
of
feel
the
sorry
mint,
for you.
But sometimes I don't always have the money on me to buy Girl Scout cookies, and if I don't want to buy,
wait a minute,
Girl
the guy is saying, yeah, he doesn't want to buy the Girl Scout cookies. And
Phil, if a person turns down a Girl Scout, Have you had a physical in the last 12 months? Have you had a physical in the last 12 months?
There's absolutely no reason for you to do that.
Have you had a physical examination in the last 12 months?
A physical examination? What's that got to do with anything?
Because it would be helpful to determine if you have any mental condition or any physical condition.
If I got a physical examination, that wouldn't deter. I'm a psychology major.
Don't talk to me like that. No, sir, but I would like to know.
My mind is completely fine. You're the one that needs to go get checked out for giving people cavity searches because they don't buy Girl Scout cookies.
You said you gave a strip search to that woman.
We had a patrol woman do
a
that, sir.
A 17-year-old woman? She's a minor.
A patrol
a
woman.
Minor.
No man was involved in that strip search.
Wait a second. Whether you had a patrol woman do it or not, you strip searched a woman to see if she had money.
And she did after she lied to our officers.
Well, whatever. But I mean,
If that would have been my daughter, if I would have been 35 years old and that would have been my daughter, I would have kicked your ass.
Sir, we would have had to put you in lockdown. We would have had to put you in our lockdown.
Well, you need to be put in lockdown for this, because this is absolutely ridiculous. You have no right to invade somebody's privacy like that.
Wait a minute.
If they
don't want
to buy Girl Scout cookies, that is their choice.
Sir,
and
you
this
say,
is, I feel sorry for the Girl Scouts and the Brownie companies and all that. For having somebody represent them like you.
I'm not representing them. What I am saying
you
is a great tradition.
What do you think you're doing by going on the
That's
radio?
That's right. You're making them look bad. You're making them look bad.
You say you're a psych major, so that means you've looked at ink blots, correct?
No, I don't look at ink blots. There's different levels of psychology.
What I would recommend is that you do at least a series of Rorschach.
Are you trying to insult me, man?
No, sir.
I need to go do a Rorschach test. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, you're telling me you don't buy Girl Scout cookies. I don't understand.
Wait a minute.
So if I'm going to look at a Rorschach test, and what am I supposed to be looking at? Am I supposed to say, oh, it's a box of Thin Mints and a Girl Scout?
No, sir. I think it's supposed.
Just because, you know, there's all kinds of traditions that run around here, and just because people don't do them, just because it's a tradition doesn't mean it should be a crime that you don't want to partake in it.
You know, what I'm suggesting is I think that a full psychological physical exam...
You need a full psychological exam, buddy, and I guarantee you everybody that calls into this radio show is going to agree with me.
So you're telling me that you willingly have refused to buy Girl Scout cookies, including the Thin Mint?
Yeah. Yes,
oh,
I have.
And that because of that
you
he needs
to come down to LA and arrest me for not buying Girl Scout cookies.
Sir,
that is just absolutely ridiculous. And for you to say that because people refuse to buy Girl Scout cookies that they're telling you to go jump in a lake is absolutely ridiculous.
Sir,
man.
I would say right now, if people don't buy Girl Scout cookies on my watch, we will do a lockdown.
Well, then you
All
need
right,
to take
okay.
your watch. You need to take your watch off, pal, because
yeah.
there's some people out there that ain't going to buy Girl Scout cookies.
Well, I don't know what kind of nut won't buy Samoas. That's nuts.
All right. Thank you, sir, very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Alfred on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Because what we're talking about, Phil, is tradition.
I understand that. Go ahead, Alfred.
Yeah, if you don't want to buy Girl Scout cookies, you don't have to.
Not in California. I don't know where you live, but...
I live in the Bronx. If I don't want to buy Girl Scout cookies, I don't have to buy Girl Scout cookies.
Well, you're gonna. I mean, I've got, you know, this is Girl Scout cookie season. They sell them. You buy them. That's how it works.
But you can't force somebody to buy something.
Wait a second. How come you're not buying any?
I'm not saying I won't buy it.
Well, there you go.
I'm not saying I won't buy it, but I can't be forced to buy it.
Sir, the question I have for you is, why would you even consider that? This is, I don't understand. Who are these people? Did you plant these callers?
No. What are you talking about?
If I don't want to buy Girl Scout cookies, I don't have to. I'm not saying I won't buy them.
All right.
But make sure you buy some. I have the option.
Are you home right now? Or you're in New York?
No, I'm in Connecticut.
All right, what you need to do, get out and get some. I don't know why you're on the phone talking to me.
Well, I'm just saying you can't force somebody to buy something. If I don't want to...
Alfred, we do have an auxiliary. We have the New York Volunteer Patrol, which is an ancillary to the California Citizens Auxiliary Police. They're going to want you to get out. I need your address and phone number.
Why?
Because we need to send somebody over there.
Well, if I don't want to buy Girl Scout cookies, I don't have to. You can't force people to buy something.
We will do a lockdown and strip search. You're telling me you don't have enough money?
He's saying that he doesn't want to buy Girl Scout cookies.
Well, then I'd have to ask him the question, where do you grow your balls?
Well, if I don't want to buy...
We don't grow balls that big in California.
You walk into a store, you don't have to buy something. If somebody comes to me and says...
I'm talking about Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
You know, okay, so go out and get them. I don't know.
He doesn't want to buy any.
I'm saying I got the option. I'm calling the New York Volunteer Patrol.
Yeah, I'll call Curtis Sliwa.
You'll call who?
I'll call Curtis Sliwa. I know him personally.
Oh, he owes me money.
Who?
Curtis.
Yeah, he doesn't owe anybody money.
He owes me about $5.
Yeah, why?
Why?
Because
he couldn't get...
We had to dump that caller. He was... Anyway, 1-800-449-8686.
What are you saying?
Never mind. It's the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Jay Sano, subcommander with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, joins us to talk about Girl Scout cookie sales and how they are going to be out and about in shopping centers everywhere, making sure that the kids are safe, and also that individuals who don't buy, I mean, you're talking about people who don't buy Girl Scout cookies are subject to a lockdown.
But what they are, anybody who doesn't buy Girl Scout cookies obviously needs to be remanded to some comprehensive care unit. They will be set up to take the overflow from mental health facilities. All I'm saying is the individuals, and they are very few and far between, Phil, because fortunately we don't have that many people who have got balls big enough to actually say to the Girl Scouts of America, no, I don't want your cookies. But if you refuse to buy the cookies, you're obviously in need of some kind of mental health. You need to turn yourself in, or you can be remanded by Citizens Auxiliary Police, your choice. But to say that you're not going to buy Girl Scout cookies, not going to happen. Not on my watch.
All right. I've bought cookies, by the way. I
know. You got them from your daughter.
Yes, we did. We got four boxes. 1-800-449-8686. This is Tina on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yes. I wanted to start this conversation.
25-15-24-6.
Listen, hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm right here. I just had to take a call. Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Tina? What the hell happened to her? Tina, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Well, what's the story with you, okay?
When
I say your name, say something, okay?
But the gentleman said he was taking another call.
No, hold on for just a second. Jay, are you there? Jay.
You didn't listen. You didn't hear Jay say he had him take another call?
Oh, yes, I did. Hold on.
Okay.
Jay, are you there?
I'm right back here, Phil. I take 65. I'm right here, Phil.
11-89.
Okay, Tina, go ahead.
Okay, Jay, if you're listening to me, you are
25-35.
Individual. No, you're not listening to me.
We just had someone refusing to buy cookies over.
Yeah, and guess what? Guess what? You have another person refusing to buy cookies.
Who's that, ma'am?
Me. The audacity that you have, claiming that people are subhuman for not buying Girl Scout cookies.
Wait a minute, would you
that is the most pompous statement.
Please repeat what you just said. You're not going to buy cookies.
I am refusing to buy cookies right now. And you know something? I was going to support some of my friends' children, and what I will do is donate maybe $3, but I will not buy the cookies because you have insulted anybody that works for their money and cannot make a decision what to do with their money.
Do you have an OBGYN?
Oh, my God. What are you looking for, change?
I'm just wondering, do you have an OBGYN?
Yes.
All right, you
want my gynecologist to look for change?
No, I'm asking, have you had a full pap smear?
What the hell? I have a pap smear to indicate whether or not I have cancer.
Yes.
And
if
I have a cyst growing, not because I refuse to buy Girl Scout cookies.
You could have cancer that spread to your brain, is all I'm saying.
I could have cancer spread to my brain because,
yes.
And you want to know something? You're not giving these Girl Scouts a realistic picture of what life is about because there is going to be rejection in life.
Well, that is true, but nobody rejects a Girl Scout cookie.
How dare you say that the people who choose not to buy Girl Scout cookies are subhuman?
Are you in Palos Verdes?
I live in California. I have decided not to have kids. And for you to make a comment that I am subhuman.
I
am not subhuman.
Are you sure you're not suffering from mental problems?
Well, okay, I'm on Prozac, but I don't have mental issues.
Well, you just indicated, ma'am, that you have some kind of a serious mental deficiency.
No, I do not have a serious mental deficiency.
Being on
Prozac is not indicative to having a serious mental deficiency.
That is a psychosis,
You don't know. You are a volunteer. You are so pompous. You are so full of yourself. And to make statements like this, that those individuals that are subhuman, yes, I'm going
to
be honest with your questions.
A mental health professional can get to you if you'll give us your name and your number.
My name is Diana.
Okay, and what's your phone number?
My middle name is Tina.
And what is your phone number?
I'll give you my phone number. Is it going to be on the air?
Yes, of course it will be on the FBI.
No, you're not giving any phone number out on the air, okay?
Well, we need to get a mental health professional to her. She's out of her mind. She's on Prozac.
And ask,
she's
no,
not
no,
buying
no, no.
cookies.
Don't you
she's
even
nuts.
Go there. If I were out of my mind, if I were
exam.
Out of my mind, I would not be driving a BMW.
I think you're insane.
I have worked hard for my money.
The ovaries is
you have
brain.
No right calling and referring to people as subhumans.
What dosage of your prescription are you taking?
I take 20 milligrams
not
a
enough.
Day.
Double it.
And I have... You
need to double it.
You can't prescribe medicine.
You
cannot. I'm telling she's goofy.
All right, look at
me.
Hang on the line here.
Tina, start taking handfuls
no,
of Prozac.
Wait a second. You have no right to call people subhumans.
You can't.
Yeah, I know. You keep going back to that. What,
because,
did your dad
no, no,
call
no.
you that or
and
something?
And you want to know, there are times when I have not bought cookies, buy through three
well,
or
you're
going to
buy cookies this
bucket.
Year. You're going to buy
oh,
cookies.
Oh, I'm not. You're not going to
yes.
tell me to buy cookies.
Yes, you are. You're going to buy cookies.
No, if I said yes to every Girl Scout, I would be having Girl Scout cookies coming out of my ears.
Well, it's
up
better than having Prozac pouring out of your
up
ears,
to
which
this
is what you
point.
Got right now.
Up to this point, I was supporting my friend's children. Now, because of you, I refuse
you will
to put
buy
a penny
cookies.
Towards
listen
the
to me, Tina. You will buy
Foundation.
Cookies. You will
I
buy
am
girls.
Not going
yes,
to buy
God.
I am not buying you cookies because you are crazy.
You're buying Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, will you knock it off?
I'm just messing around with her. She's on Prozac.
No,
what?
No.
Tina,
it's,
thank you, dear. I got to run.
There are a lot of people on Prozac.
Shut up.
You right, shut
thank,
up.
You shut up.
Both of you shut up. Now, we're going to grow up here, or not, as the case may be. I don't know. Is he taking another call? Jay? Oh, excuse me. He's on another phone call. Let's go over to Jeanette. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Jeanette, go ahead.
Hi, how you doing?
Yes, ma'am.
This guy ought to be locked up and
Jay?
Sued.
Roger, 2553.
By people who he strip searched.
I beg your pardon, ma'am?
You should be sued and locked up by the people you strip searched.
You get Girl Scout cookies? Let's get to the point.
I will never, ever buy them again due to you, and I hope you get in a lot of trouble
you know,
for all the trouble you're starting.
Strip searching is a lot better than having electrodes stuck to your head.
People will ban buying the cookies. And first of all, if you work for the city
no,
of California
I
in any way,
I work
they
the
ought
city.
To do some big mental evaluation of you and get you off the streets.
Ma'am, Major Elvis Newton promoted me to subcommander last week.
Subcommander of what? What's that mean, subcommander?
I'm the subcommander of the Citizens
Auxiliary. I think you're of a spaceship or what?
Of a what, ma'am? I didn't hear that.
What are you, a subcommander of a spaceship that just landed?
No, I'm a subcommander of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
On what? Citizens Police.
Citizens Auxiliary Police. Look, that's not the point, Jeanette. When I see you, if I see you going into a shopping mall and there's kids there selling cookies, just don't cause any trouble. Buy
well, I wouldn't
some.
Cause any trouble, but I'll just never buy another cookie
no,
again.
No, you will buy them.
Oh, I will not.
Yes, you will.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to love it. Too. You'll eat them all.
Oh, no, I will.
You'll go home and eat the whole box.
I'll never eat them again.
And put another 20 pounds on that ass of yours.
And I can't wait
all
to
right.
find out who you are and what you've
well,
done
I am
now.
Jay Santos.
The Girl Scout
having a cavity.
Scale.
Let me tell you something. Having a cavity search is easier
I
than years of therapy.
I wish I knew the ladies who you strip search because, let me tell you,
I'll give you her name.
Everybody and anybody together.
You want to know her name?
You
want to know her name?
Away.
Her name is Janet Noonan. She's now a patrol woman for us. After that strip search, she joined up.
That you strip searched her?
She joined up after we strip searched her.
Oh, get out of here. I mean, you know.
Hey, you know something?
You're like,
having, having a cavity search is easier than years of therapy.
All right. Oh, will you turn that radio off?
25, Jay Frederick.
Get out of here.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, fine.
Can I have my music?
Jesus, here we go.
We all done?
Yeah, we're all done.
Hey, it's a good part.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken,
full body search.
The authorized organization swings into action.
Cavity search.
It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers,
or the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
Good for you, okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much, everyone. Making sure Girl Scout cookies are sold for 20 years.
What a tard. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, and Sopranos' second episode of the season was on Sunday night, and for those of you who follow the show, and I do, you know that Christopher Moltisanti was a made man. They made him. They gave him his button. All these terms that I know. You know, I know more about the mafia than I know about space travel or cloning or things that I really should know something about. I don't know anything. It's like my kids. I was making fun of my kids because they can play myth and craft, and they can play Turok, and they can beat children in Yugoslavia and London. I mean, my boys are on the computer, and they're competing with kids in Yugoslavia and Chad and Britain in myth and craft. They're playing computer games, right? But if they, one of them unrolls a roll of paper towels, as one of them did this morning in the kitchen, and I asked him to roll it back up, he didn't know how to do it. He couldn't roll the paper towels back onto the thing. What are you doing, man? Oh, I got the paper towels. Well, roll them back on. He's like, he was doing, you should have seen it. It was like something out of Mondo Cani, like one of those natives that's worshiping a wooden airplane. You know, he didn't get it. I mean, one of these days, the kids are going to walk into the kitchen, and they're going to, like, worship a can opener. Just, how do you use it? I don't know. Because I told you the story about how they couldn't use a manual can opener. Because all they'd ever had were electric can openers. One morning, the microwave was broken, and there were four kids walking around like something out of Night of the Living Dead. They were walking around, staggering into each other, holding bowls of oatmeal, not knowing how do you do it? What do we do? Because the microwave was broken. And same with me, you know. I know everything there is to know about the mafia because everybody, there's nothing secret about this so-called secret organization. It's almost embarrassing, isn't it, to be in the mafia? Because everyone knows, hey, Paulie Walnuts, huh? Did you clip a guy? Did you get your button? Are you whacked? Are you greased? Are you iced? Are you clipped? Are you whoa? To the point where it's so in the culture that, you know, Billy Crystal, this is the funny, analyze this. It's just everyone knows everything about this. And then, of course, you go to parties and you run into the odd person now and again who, he knows someone in the mafia. And he shouldn't really say. Well, if you shouldn't say, why are you saying? Well, I just wanted to. Yeah, you wanted to what? You know, have another drink. A guy at a party went, don't mess with me. I know somebody. I'll never forget. I was much younger in my more, you know, when you used to maybe throw your hands a little bit. And some guy says to me, don't mess with me. I know someone in the mafia. And even at that age, I was like 19. I said, no, you don't. You idiot. Know somebody in the mafia. If you did, you wouldn't say. Isn't that the way it is? Like you being in the CIA? It's like I love people say, you know, he worked in the CIA. Oh, how do you know that? He told us. Well, he's not supposed to tell you. Why did he tell you? Now he just breached security. Now I ought to kill him, and I'm not even in the CIA. I'm going to tell anybody that says they're in the CIA to me, I'm going to kill you to protect our country because you got a big mouth. Anyway, so Christopher, he got his, whatever the hell it's called, his button. And they had the little ceremony in the mafia where they burn the picture of a saint in the hand of the guy who's going to be made, and they prick the finger, and they mix the blood, or they do some bull crap, and may you burn in hell if you, just the way this picture is burning, if you, you know, go against the family. And the reason why we know this, the reason why the screenwriters, the writers of The Sopranos could put that into the show is because there's a book out called Initiation, I think, and it's the actual transcripts of FBI wiretaps of these initiation ceremonies. So this secret society is not so secret. I mean, these guys aren't that bright that everything they ever did got taped and put into a book. How secret could it be? Do you realize that I know nothing of the Masons? I know nothing of the Shriners. I have no idea how you get into the Shriners or the Masons. For hundreds of years, these guys have kept it quiet. How do you become a Mason? Do you know what a Mason is, Craig? Oh, bull crap. No, you don't. He's nodding and saying, oh, yeah, I'm in. Okay, so you, but you know, it's like a real secret thing. But I know all there is to know about getting in the mafia, and that's supposed to be secret. The freaking Masons, they're not even against the law, those cats, as far as I know. Nobody knows how you get into the Masons. But I know all about pricking a finger and burning a freaking picture of a saint to get into the mafia. You guys got to tighten your security up somehow. I think you need to whack more people. I think you should kill clip or whatever the hell the word is, more people, okay? And by the way, how do I know the words clip and whack? Clip and whack. Wasn't that the cartoon with the two magpies? No, how do I know those words? Because it's in a book somewhere. Waxed, wet, clipped.
But, Donna, you don't understand my business. First of all...
Yes, I do understand your business.
How do you know?
The Danny... Hello, wait. The Danny Thomas show was in black and white, and who needed a makeup artist? Did you apply their makeup on? I don't even know where you're coming from.
I'm saying on the Danny Thomas show, if anybody needed to be made up as if they'd been in an automobile accident, I was there.
The Danny Thomas show was a sitcom. The Danny Thomas show didn't depict violence. And if you're trying to get a job...
What if they had an episode where Danny went through a windshield or something like that?
Good God, why would they do that?
I can't even believe this. I can't believe you're talking like this. Let's get back to the basic point. You are an artist. An artist
Mr. James
knows
Dean's
what
photos.
He depicts.
I had the photos from the James Dean crash, but they got dog-eared. I need a new set. What's wrong with that?
Then you know what you can do? You can go to any police station, just say, you know, you're a makeup artist and you want to look at crash victims. Because
right.
The crash victim was Dale Earnhardt with the impact that he hit the car at. I doubt if he looks like Dale Earnhardt. And you can go
to a lot
of websites, show grotesque pictures available to you. No, you are insane that
you
can even talk like this.
No, ma'am,
nothing.
I can't do it because they're not famous. I need a famous guy that's been in a wreck.
Then that's where you use your keyword, your tag word is artist, and you put scratches on their face or their...
What's the difference? I want to ask a question. What's the difference between a famous person that's been in a wreck and a guy that nobody knows?
You're probably unrecognizable at that point.
No, but there's a little... Yeah, even though they may be unrecognizable, there's like the eye may be winking, there's a little bit of a smile. The famous people...
Oh, come on!
They know they're going to be photographed.
Even when they're dead?
Yes, even in death. And a lot of famous people go out with a nice smile, even though the rest of them, you don't know which is where the head goes and where the arms are. You know,
some accidents, you're down to a bloody pulp.
Look at ma'am, with all due respect, you go back to painting the clay flower pots on the weekend and let me do what I do, okay?
What do you mean clay flower pots? No,
I don't. Aren't you doing those seascapes for the Laguna Beach? Do you not understand what an artist means? I need inspiration.
An artist means.
I need dead people.
A creator. An artist is a creator.
I got an idea for you, Bob. How about you let your career sink even further? Then you can jump off of a building and kill yourself, and then you'll have some nice photos.
Well, that wouldn't work, because then I'd be dead.
Phil Henry.
Spooge Demon. Spooge Demon.